This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so I just want to speak out one little inyan on Daf Ayin Zayin. The Gemara said that Amasa was the son of a man, and his name was Yisra HaYisraeli. And some say Yeser HaYishmaeli. And the Gemara says he girded his sword like a Ishmaelite, and he said, anyone who doesn't accept this halacha will be pierced by the sword. This is the tradition I have from the Bezin of Shmuel Ramasi. Amoini v'loi amoinis, mayavi v'loi mayavis. So Gemara has a kasha. Is he believed? But we have a halacha, Rav Ava, said the name of Rav, a Talmud Chacham that paskins a halacha. If he paskins before the Maisa, then we listen to him, because he's not noigea b'davar. If before the story comes to him, he paskins and he teaches Talmidim in the name of his Rebbe, we listen to him. Otherwise, we don't listen to him because we're afraid that maybe he's paskining this way because of the story that came to him. So the Gemara says, no, here it's different. Because Shmuel and his Bezdin was alive, so it's we could fact check over here. So therefore, we're not worried that he's doing it because he's not Ge'a B'davar. Because if we had any suspicions, we could just go check. He's afraid to lie because he knows we could check him out. We could call him out on it. So the Chassam Soy from Parshas B'Shalach, he says, based on this Gemara, how was it that we were able to believe Boaz when Boaz paskened? Amoini v'lay amoinis, mayavi v'lay mayavis. And he relied on it and we let him marry Rus. But wait a second, he paskened that way because the story came to him. So, the Gemara says a rule that any chacham that shemayra halacha uba im kaida maisa amra shaymim lai vim lavein shaymim lai, and Boaz is paskening when the maisa is bali adai. So, how is that an acceptable psak? So, the Chassam Sofer says, he quotes this question from the Sefer Atse Arazim, Simon Samach Beis, and he says it's not a question. Because this is only true if the Chacham says it from a Kabbalah. Like Avner said, Kach mikoblani. But if he says it from a Drasha, then we listen to him. And how do you know Boaz said it from Halach L'Moshe Misinai? Maybe he said it from a Drasha. And when a Chacham says it from a Drasha, he could even say it when it's Nageya. That's the answer of the the Chassam Sofer. And then he offers another answer. He says, maybe that's why Boaz not only paskin mayavi v'loi mayavis, he paskin amoini v'loi amoinis. Because on amoinis, he's not noigea b'davar. He's not looking to marry anyone from amoin. He was looking to marry someone from mayav. So on amoin, we could say that he is believed. And the Isser of Amon and Isser of Moav, like we said on Sunday, are two different Isurim. Amon is only Isser for one reason. Advar Shaloi Kidmu Eschem. Moav is Isser for two reasons, because they didn't give you water, and because they hired Bilam. So since it's two different Psakim, and Legabe the Psak of Amon, he's believed, so we say Migu. Migu that you're believed on Amon, you're believed on Moav as well. That's the Chassam Sefer. It's a very interesting approach of Reuven Margolius in his classic work, HaMikra VaHamaseira. And he asks this question also. He says, V'nei yadua ki Talmud Chacham Shemayra Halacha Shoymin Lai, only if he paskins before the story comes to him. And Boaz was the Rosh Sanhedrin. How can we accept his psak? So listen to how he learns the story. That's why the pasuk says, "Ohu v'yaz Allah hashar v'yeshav sham." Boaz went up to the gate to darshan about this halacha before he brought the case to Bezdin whether he's allowed to marry Rus. That's why he woke up early in the morning and Boaz Allah hashar. Therefore, lachin his dares Boaz va'Allah hashar lefnei. That he was before he meets up with the Goyal to ask him, you want to? Should I do it? He thought, he figured, because if he asked the Goyal, and then he's going to do it, and it's going to be Nogea him, and then he can't paskin on it anymore. So therefore, he went up to the Shar before he even brought the case in front of Pliny Almoni. So at that point in time, Boaz is still Eino Nogea B'davar, and he's all up a Shar, and he paskined, and once that halacha is niskabel, then he has the conversation with the goyal. Maybe you want to marry her, and now the psak's already been grandfathered in. Before, in other words, that's why he basically preempted the case that came in front of Beis Din, and he paskin halacha before the case was brought up. Anyway, that's the one little point on Daf Ayin Zayin. And with that, Bez Hashem, we will hold it. We'll see everybody next week's schedule. We'll try for Tuesday night and Thursday night, 9:15. Have a wonderful night, and bracha v'atzlacha. Okay? Kol tov, everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.